I'd now like to invite someone who has known Tribhuvanath for most of those 30 years that he was with us to read from the scriptures is Kishore Prabhu.
Why have I gone all nervous? At some short notice, I'm just going to read some passages from Chaitanya Charitamrita about the passing of another great devotee, Haridas Thakur. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." "Now that you have become old," the Lord said, "you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world." The Lord concluded, "Now therefore please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue, I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy." Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just before I finish, Tribhuvanath, or Kevin, was the first devotee that I ever saw in the flesh, as it were. There were two of them at the time. I'd come down from Yorkshire with a group of friends to hit London. And one night we were coming down Shaftesbury Avenue. It was in the late 60s, some time ago. 68, 69. We just wanted to have fun, as you do. And I just heard the bells. From a distance coming. And what I saw, I just saw this one person followed by another one, sweating, dripping with sweat. I'd never seen anyone so passionately involved in whatever it was he was doing. Passing on whatever it was he was passing on. I hadn't a clue what they were doing. And I stopped when all my friends just wanted to get on with wherever they were going, trying to drag me along the road. And these two people, and Tribhuvanath was the first one, as usual, with the cymbals, sweat dripping from his face, 100% passionate energy. And I stood there while all my friends went that way, and Tribhuvanath and the other one went that way, and I wanted to go that way. And it was just that passion that kept me around the number of years that I stayed around after that. It took me a couple of years before I actually committed myself. I remember hitchhiking down from Yorkshire again when everything had fallen apart at the seams, my life had gone haywire, and the wheels had fallen off. Then I remembered that vision of that person and the fun he was having and the energy he was putting into it. So I hitchhiked down. I didn't know where the temple was, but I just kept asking all these cab drivers and eventually knocked on the door of the temple. And someone opened the door of the temple and I said, "I'm home. I've come home." And it was Tribhuvanath. He said, "Really? Well, we're just going out to chant now. Do you want to come and join us?" So I could probably sit here for a couple of hours, but there's lots of other people here. Thank you for allowing me to read, and thank you for lending me an ear, everyone.
As Kishore said, there are 100,000 stories. A short story and some personal reflections now by someone who was also there at that time. You would please greet Ronshaw Prabhu.
You were always an independent independent.